Around the beginning of the 19th century, 1810, 1812, a new excavator comes to the Valley of the Kings. He's one of the great characters of all time. His name is Giovanni Battista Belzoni. Belzoni was amazing. He started out life as a monk. Monastic life didn't suit him, so he became a strongman in a circus. He was 6'6", known as the Patagonian Giant. He was really incredible. And he would perform in circuses as a strongman. Gave that up, became an engineer. And eventually he sought his fortune in Egypt. He came over to Egypt to sell a new device for raising water from the Nile for irrigation, a new kind of pump. He showed it to the rulers of Egypt, and it was a terrible accident. The machine broke and someone's leg was broken, and that was the end of Belzoni's career as an engineer. He's stuck in Egypt, this giant of a man, strong man. What is he going to do? He decides to excavate. He will make his fortune by bringing back antiquities from Egypt and selling them to Europe. So Belzoni begins the first systematic excavation in the Valley of the Kings. And how do you go about looking for a tomb that's been lost for 3,000 years? Belzoni had the right idea. Belzoni reasoned that whenever you have a tomb excavated, you're going to have lots of limestone chips. It's limestone, the stone. And as the workers go in and they're chiseling away, you're going to get chips, flake, flake, flake. They keep going in, and you're going to have tons and tons of limestone chips. And they're going to have to throw them out. So he would go through the Valley of the Kings looking for piles of limestone chips. And he figured, well, you find a pile, the tomb's not going to be far away. And he discovered some tombs. He discovered the tomb of Seti I, a pharaoh of the 19th dynasty. A beautiful tomb. And it was still with the sarcophagus. The treasures had been long gone. But the stone sarcophagus was still there. And he moved it from Egypt to England and sold it. And it's today, you can still see, the sarcophagus of Seti I. It's in John Soane's Museum in London. It's in a private museum in London, the sarcophagus of Seti, discovered by Belzoni. Interesting thing about a sarcophagus, by the way. You should know the difference between a sarcophagus and a coffin. A coffin's made of wood. A sarcophagus is made of stone. Now, think about the word sarcophagus. What English word does it sound like? As close as you can get is esophagus, right? And there's a reason for that. When the Greeks came into Egypt and they discovered sarcophagi, and they would take the lid off and they'd look inside and they'd see a mummy. Now, a mummy is, of course, dehydrated. And they would look at the mummy in the sarcophagus and they would call the stone box that it was in a flesh eater, sarcophagus, because the flesh was all gone from the mummy. So sarcophagus really means flesh eater, and it was named by the Greeks. So you'll always remember that a sarcophagus is stone, and Belzoni discovers the sarcophagus of Seti I and moves it to England. Belzoni discovers some other tombs, right? He's doing quite well. But up until this time, say 1818 even, no pharaoh's body had ever been found in the Valley of the Kings. Where were they? They had found quite a few tombs. The robbers shouldn't want bodies. They would want the jewels on it, maybe. The treasures in the tomb. But who cares about bones and mummies? No mummy had ever been found in the Valley of the Kings. Then, in 1881, the answer to where are all the king's mummies was revealed. It's an amazing story. In the late 1870s, royal antiquities started appearing on the antiquity market in Egypt. The antiquity dealers all of a sudden had objects of royalty. Books of the dead, these long papyri that were written to help the deceased resurrect in the next world, they found papyri of queens. Now, very soon, all the Egyptologists were aware that something had been found. E.A. Wallace Budge, the curator of the British Museum's Egyptian collection, went over to Egypt and bought some of these papyri for the British Museum. The papyrus of Queen so-and-so, the papyrus of King so-and-so. Where were they coming from? Then, gold amulets started appearing with royal names. So in the late 1870s, everybody knew something had been found. Very soon, the director of antiquities for Egypt, Gaston Maspero, went down to the Valley of the Kings area and started questioning people.